What is happening, my internet, Second Amendment miscreants, or ne'er-do-wells, or whatever you want to call yourself? How's everybody out there? Doing well, I hope. It's Monday. Time for a little MOA Monday. Let me get the camera on. There we go. Get the stream paused. Sweet. All right, let's get this party started. Obviously, we are live here on the YouTubes, simulcast over on Gun Channels. So let me drop the link on the YouTube side for the Gun Channels. And there it be. Remember, YouTube is silly at best with the links and other things. So try putting a hashtag, I think, behind that if it doesn't work for you. Over on the Gun Channel side, what's up, dog body in the house? Potatoes and lead, pants. And room's filling up quick over here on the YouTubes. Williams first. It's Clint, Nate, Gunpowder, Rich, Mad Sexy. By the way, Mad Sexy, got your mail today? Actually, I got it yesterday. Did I get it yesterday? No, I got it today. So thank you, sir. Good stuff. Joe is out there. Kenneth, Nightwolf, Grimm, Ozzy, Guitar Man, Too Hottie. What is happening? So, before we get started and get, before we dive off into stuff too terribly deep, I'm sure everybody's heard by now that we have, we lost Gunny at some point yesterday, rather unexpectedly, with things like pneumonia. Unfortunately, that can happen. What's up, Sean and Vandal Budget? So, great guy, certainly a man's man. I never had the opportunity to meet Gunny, unfortunately, but yeah, have watched a lot of candid stuff with him, a lot of behind the scenes stuff with him. And yeah, he was, I don't know, he was loved by everybody, I think. So what is happening, John? So Nate was talking about YouTube. He said, you seen a new website or video called YouTube? Really? It's like Donald Trump on that or something? What's YouTube? What? I was afraid to go typing in. No telling where Nate's trying to send me. No, that's interesting. Videos.uta, UtahGunExchange.com. Okay. So it's UGE is Utah Gun Exchange. Just looking at it, the problem that they're going to potentially run into there, I mean, that's all good. It's cool. Looks like the same software, similar to what Full 30 is running on, which is Social Engine. Hope they got a lot of money behind them. But I guess that could definitely be an option. You've got an import option there, it looks like. Let me screen share this. Why not, right? Share. So here's what it looks like on the homepage. Yeah, kind of like VidMe was. You got the import option over here. So be interesting to see. Oh, yeah, they've got people in Blogs Gaming. Here's going to be the problem. If they're not moderating this, they're not really paying attention, and they don't have significant money backing. They've got all of these categories. It's billed as the Utah Gun Exchange tube, but then they've got all of these categories, so they open it up to everything and everybody. So I don't know, probably not a smart move. Probably should have left it specifically, you know, Gun Exchange type stuff. But hey, it's another alternative, so it's worth checking out. Let me We grab the link. Why not? So thanks, Nate, for that. I wasn't familiar with that one. I'll throw that out there. If anybody wants to check that out. A lot of Rip Gunny out there. Kenneth says he's met him. Cool. Double T in the house. What's up, buddy? Meredith's here. Mr. Mayhem himself. Yeah, Budget says it's Utah Gun Exchange, too. Right. Yeah, just because it's Nate saying that he agrees with Kenneth, UGE tube is legit. Legit meaning that it works. Legit meaning that it has the staying power and everything else are two different things. You can throw something up and it's all good. Just look at VidMe. I mean, VidMe, for all intents and purposes, looked like as we were moving over there, and they looked like they were looking, pursuing ad revenue stuff, and then what happens? They closed down. So, Meredith says, did anyone see Trump's tweet regarding Lynch and Hillary meeting on the tarmac? No, I have not. Let's go look. Remember, this is your show, so whatever you guys want to talk about, and I guess we're going to talk about Donald Trump's tweet here. yeah, I was looking for that, but I don't know. I don't see it. Donald Trump is losing it on Twitter. That's hilarious. What does he say? I never asked Comey for personal loyalty. I hardly even knew this guy. Am I screen sharing still? Oh, I am. Cool. Never even knew this guy. Just another of his many lies. His memos are self-serving and fake. There's going to be a lot of, there's going to be a lot of mudslinging and everything else going on with all that mess. So probably best just to, I don't know, just to hang tight and see what comes out of it. It's usually that way when things start getting nasty. Nate says it looks very professional. Talking about the huge tube. Seem to have advertising budget to get the site's name out there. Yeah, but that's not what they need. They need to have established advertising revenue to support the platform, rather than trying to push it out there. That's my own personal take on it. We'll see how it goes and where it goes. I'm open to alternatives. I certainly don't mind alternatives. Double A out there saying, how can you be in two places at once? Well, you have to be. If you plan on watching Hank and then you want to watch this, then you sort of have to be two places at once, unfortunately. Guitar Man Pete said he thought it was Bill talking about the, Lynch and Hillary that was mentioned. Yeah, I mean, I knew about that. That's old news, though, as far as that goes. So I wouldn't think that would be anything new that he would be tweeting about, would he? I don't know. Maybe with the Comey thing, they're bringing it up again. Who knows? Nat was asking, how are things with the family and health and such? Not bad. I can't complain. I don't know. I pulled a Yankee the last few days. I don't care for water. Sometimes I crave water. It's really weird. I crave water. But for the most part, I don't like water, right? So unless it's a situation where I'm working outside, I'm hot, you know, or sometimes late at night, I just feel like my insides are dried up and I crave water. Outside of that, not so much. So picked up some of the little, I don't know, concentrated flavor stuff that you put in the water bottles. And it's not bad. It's not bad. But then again, I kind of feel like Yankee when I drink it. So, and right now, I'm having a Coke. Outside of that, I don't know. Not a whole lot going on there, Nightwolf, but thanks for asking. Mr. Outlaw Degenerate is joining us. What is up, buddy? Meredith Mayhem said Hillary was on the phone during the meeting. So I did not know that. That is new stuff. So Bill and Lynch met, and Hillary was on the phone when they met. So, yeah, that's kind of... they can prove that. That's that would definitely be interesting. Phoenix says, how is it that the Secret Service is not taking Trump's phone away from him? You know, I have my doubts whether or not it's actually Trump that's tweeting. I've got a feeling that Trump is probably saying something. He's probably behind him. But it's actually somebody else that's actually doing the... letting their fingers do the walking, so to speak. Philo jumped in with us. Cool. Guitar Man Pete says, running the platform ain't easy, is it? Guitar Man Pete knows because I run a Texas-based social media kind of, I don't want to say competes with Facebook because obviously it can't, but an alternative to Facebook. So he's a member over there, and... yeah, he knows the troubles and everything else that goes on. And when you're dealing with video hosting, it's, no pun intended, it's huge. It's a huge difference. So Richard Chamberlain jumping in the house here with us. What's up, sir? Nate says, I had the flat tire change go a couple of weeks ago. Actually, I didn't have to. There was somebody, I got off here, was getting things ready, and it's, I don't know, it's close to an hour drive probably to where my wife works, right? And then there was some people there, co-workers or whatever, that was taking care of it. So I didn't have to go, but by the time I had done that, there was no time to get back on. I mean, especially on Mondays, because you know, you got Matt coming up at 9 Eastern. So at 9 Eastern? No, at 8 Eastern, maybe. When does Matt even come on? Good Lord. Yeah, it's 9 Eastern, I believe. Ozzy's asking opinions on South Korean AR mags. I don't have any opinion because I don't know that I've ever had any experience with a South Korean AR mag. Are they branded any particular way there, Ozzy? Let's go look. Polymer black, made in South Korea. That's classic firearms. Has them. Man, that looks a lot like a looks a lot like a Lancer mag, doesn't it? Let's look at the, I'm trying to get a picture up here of the follower and all of that. Yeah, I don't like the design. I don't like the feed lips. I don't like the follower. It's got a P-Mag style to it. Let me tell you what I'm talking about. Let me screen share. And I'll show you why I don't like them. I'm not a P-Mag fan. Okay, screen share, come on. So, oh, are you kidding? Here we go. So, these, I prefer these to be, the right here to be metal. But see this right here? I hate this. Hate this. And if, especially if you're into alternative calibers, and I'm looking at the camera like you guys can see me right now. Especially if you're into alternative calibers, this can be the devil. It's the devil. So, I don't like them. What is the price here on plastic firearms? For $8? You know, for $8, if you're running 5.56, yeah, they're probably okay. I've run a lot of different cheaper brands. Some called Thermold. I don't know if anybody's had any experience with the Thermold brand or not, but Thermold, the Pro Mags, they're kind of jinky too. So, yeah, Richard out there says they're cheap. Talking about the South Korean mags. Dog Body Aces, what's up? What's up? Andrew in the house. What's happening, Andrew? Going through my chat here. Just, what the heck? Philo says Gen 2 versus Gen 3. I like the Gen 2. I prefer the Gen 2. So that's my opinion on that. That's all I've got to say about that. Philo said he needs to stock up. Yeah. Yeah, it never hurts to have too many magazines. Like I said, I like the Lancer magazines, and I like them because I run quite a few alternative calibers, and they don't have that little lip in the front. The Lancers don't, so you can – and also reload, so you can load a little longer overall length that way. We don't have to worry about that. And they're also – they've got the metal on the feed lips. What do we got here? Kenneth's got something out here. He says, call to action. He says, write your senators in the White House. No to Trump's Ninth Circuit Court nominee, Mark Jeremy Bennett. So, I'm going to have to do a little homework on old Judge Bennett, or soon to be your judge-elect Bennett, or whatever you call him. And I'm sorry, I'm trying to work the chats here. And what I need to do is hook up another screen. That way I can have the chat on that screen and I don't have to keep trying to scroll. That was said, he's never heard of a South Korea AR mag. Well, there they were. So, yeah, Guitar Man Pete says, no good for SOCOM. That's exactly right. Yeah, Philo is asking about that appointment as well. So I think we're gonna have to go do our homework. Kenneth is anti second A. That's not good. But I don't know that it's gonna matter on that court in the grand scheme of things. Is there three judges that sit on that court? How many judges sit on the Ninth Circuit? Do we know? Is that the way it's broke up? Let's see. Oh, wow. It's 29. What? Ninth Circuit. On the 15th Federal District, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals has authorized 29 judgeships. Oh, wow. Okay. That's a little watered down. I was thinking state level, maybe is what I'm thinking. With the courts on the state level. Hey, Recall, what's happening, buddy? See you out there. That's sexy. I don't understand. He says, I love olives over the Gen 2. Not sure what that means, but okay. That's sexy. He says, who is Maiden? It's the football guy. Coach the Raiders, right? He's got like all kinds of video games. No, that's Madden. Madden is Trump's whatever appointment nomination for the District 9 public court. Yeah, 1% says all you need to know about Bennett is that the Dems are happy with the choice. So, yeah, I would say let's get some, definitely get some information with that guy. What are they talking about? Madden? Let's see. Yeah. No, I guess they're arguing with, somebody's arguing with Kenneth, maybe? I don't know. But anyway, yeah, Mark Jeremy Bennett. Let's look that gentleman. We'll use gentleman for now. Up and figure it out. Kenneth says there's 9 judges. Okay. So the other 20 some odd judges are, I guess, for criminal, probably criminal appeal or something along that lines. Elo says it was supposed to be a moral victory. What was supposed to be a moral victory? Getting that guy. Well, I guess it's supposed to be a moral victory. In other words, we need to get some pro Second Amendment, pro firearm blood on the court. That would be a more, yeah, that would be a great victory. So, Kenneth is right. That is the worst court in the U.S. I don't know that anything's going to save that court. I mean, I don't, regardless. Nightwolf says, Kenneth, you say you're anti-2A, yet you're in a chat room with all. What are we talking about? Kenneth is not anti-2A. He's talking about the court nominee, the judge nominee. Is he a nominee? Because that's an appointment, right? All right. So Andrew's got a good one here. Here we go. Get off the judge thing for a minute. He says, thoughts on a Taurus Tracker in 357. Caught my eye. Might have to have the 4-inch. And I'm assuming it's just Porter. I'm assuming that's a ported barrel. Yes. Yes. And again, yes. I do not have a Tracker in 357. I've got an older model 4-inch Taurus in 357. And I love it. It's awesome. I do have a 44 mag 4-inch ported in the Taurus. It is a Tracker. It's a newer model, Taurus Tracker. It, again, with the exception of the grips on that 44, I don't like it. I'll show you. Let me see if I can pull it up here. I'll show you what I don't like. Some people actually like this. I don't. And I get the reasoning behind it. Where's my screen share? Screen share. Whoppa. Is this right here, these little ridges or whatever here on my 44. This is actually the 357. Same grip though on the 44 Magnum. These little things, they absorb the thought behind this. You know, that I've been told anyway, is that the little, I don't even know what you would call that, perforations or whatever, the way this has little ridges is it's designed that way to assist, like absorb, help mitigate some recoil. But obviously, I mean, they vibrate with recoil, right? And to me, every now and then I'll get a pinch. They'll pinch the skin on my hand. I don't know that would be the problem with the 357. Because that 44 is a beast. So, and it happens just ever so often with the 44. So I think the 357, you'd probably be okay. The grips are not uncomfortable or anything. That's just one issue I've had with those. All right, let's see. Mad Sexy says, sorry. He tries not to think about politics, just makes him say bad words. Yeah, I think it does that for all of us. So, completely understand. Completely. Yeah, Guitar Man Pete says, yeah, it has to be confirmed. Cool. And Kenneth says that he has had one Senate meeting already. You know, if the Democrats like him, and this is the problem I got, and maybe Lord willing and the creek don't rise, right? Maybe if Ryan, we can get rid of Ryan and put somebody in there that's, you know, about halfway different than a Democrat, then I don't know, maybe they'll do some pushback. But I'm really disheartened by the whole thing. I mean, Trump comes in, Trump has Congress, he has the Supreme Court, he's got everything. And then you've got these other branches that just fall off, you know. They don't do anything. And, you know, the Republicans in the Senate, I mean, if the Democrats like him, then the Republicans in the Senate, you would think, would probably not like him. But they tend to not look past Republicans, and Democrats do this too. They see the letter, right, in front of their name, and they go, okay, he's our guy. And they really don't look past that. So the fact that he's a quote-unquote Republican, you know, sadly, he's probably going to get confirmed if we don't do something. So, yeah, we're going to have to call the senators, tweet the president. I've said this a bunch of times. You know, throw some hashtags out there. Tweet the president. Hey, we started off talking about the president and his tweets. So sometimes that helps. Mad Sexy says he's out. Dinner's done. Yeah, I've got dinner waiting. I got some hamburgers that come off the smoker earlier. So. Nate says that the new revolvers don't have those weird grips. That picture was straight from Taurus, Nate. So that's straight from the 2018 catalog, buddy. So maybe some of them will still do. But, you know, they changed the logo up, too, the way that is. So maybe not. Maybe they just haven't changed their picture on the website. Night Wolf says, I want to get the Harry Callahan Smith & Wesson Model 29 with a 6.5-inch barrel. Hey, Colt Python. Let me tell you, you don't want much. Night Wolf, he wants a Python and a Model 29, so. What is happening, Trauma Jock? In the house. There you go. Meredith Mayhem says tweet. Hashtag tarmac meeting. Velo says, you've got smoked burgers and you're spending time with us instead. Yeah, but I mean, it's only an hour. It's all good. I like to take mine. I don't know how anybody else. This is going to turn into a Mohawk boy chat. We're not careful, right? But whenever I do anything on the smoker, I always like to take it off, wrap it in foil, and let it sit, let it stand. So it's got to do that anyway. But, yeah, I've got not going to go all out. Wish to have some wheat buns, but I got white buns instead. Is that racist? White buns racist? I don't know. But, yeah, got some spinach. Well, I think I'm going to use spinach instead of lettuce. Got an onion, so it's going to be good stuff, I think. Heck, Philo may talk me into leaving early, so got to be careful with that. Nate says he's seen the new Model 85s with some really nice-looking black grips that don't have the weird ribs. Yeah, the Model 85s now, the snub-nose stuff, yeah, they've had they've had different kind of grips for some time now. So even the little ribby things on them are not the same as the Tracker series have been. So the larger frame Taurus revolvers are the ones that use those. And like I said, best that I could tell from talking with people that I would assume would know more than I, it's some type of a recoil mitigation thing. Now, I call BS on it, to be honest. I don't honestly think it helps, but that's what they claim. Dang, Trauma Jock says that he's got a... one of his partners just cooked a steak dinner, so that's awesome. That's awesome. Oh, the doctor is in the house, so good deal. If anybody gets sick, just holler. The doctor is here. Oh, heck, Richard said he's out. Time for dinner. Enjoy, sir. Nightwolf said he's a fan of movie guns. What's more awesome than, from the Clint Eastwood Magnum Force. I agree. Tom Jock says he likes the M1917 in Fury. Oh, heck, 1% stalking food now. He said his wife's making rosemary roasted chicken and taters. I had a guy on Facebook. I took an Instagram pic of those burgers, right? And it shared that to Facebook. And I had a guy coming on. He's actually breeding meat rabbits. It's like, have you ever smoked a rabbit? I'm like, never have smoked a rabbit. So, like, if you get into breeding, you know, whatever, meat rabbits, then you're going to have to hook me up with some rabbit. I'm going to play around with some smoking some rabbit. That might be good. Rabbit to me is kind of like, I don't know, it's kind of like chicken. So I'm thinking as far as a rub and some stuff like that, sort of do it maybe the same way as chicken. Probably turn out. Nate said he emailed me a pic of the new style Taurus strips. Yeah, I can't check it. If I try to check it now, it's probably going to shut the stream down. But, I know what you're talking about on the Model 85. It's got their new logo. The new grips has their new logo. Clint's asking about the CMMG pistols and SBRs. The CMMG stuff is pretty good stuff. I really don't have any experience particularly with a pistol or an SBR. I've got some experience with the CMMG Mutant. It's an awesome rifle. They're not super high end. So, you know, for what it's worth, I guess. I think they're giving the doctor a hard time. RL is out there. Trauma Jock says CMMG. He's saying CMMG. Trauma Jock says that rabbits are very lean meat. Yeah.
Yeah. What the heck is my
microphone cord here is jacking up. Yeah, CMMG. Yeah, the Mutant. Go look at it. That Mutant is awesome. It really is. That's the Mutant is the 7.62x39 is the Mutant. Here it is. Let me screen share it for everybody. A lot of screen shares tonight, apparently. This is the night of 1,000 screen shares. But anyway, there's the CMMG Mutant right there, which is the 7.62x39, takes the AK mags. If But I mean, seriously, you know what I mean? So again, you get back into one of them situations with CMMG, you got to be careful what you get. Let's just look. He's asking about some SBRs. They've got some cool ones, that's for sure. These are all SBR. Of course, they could be a pistol fairly easily. The Banshees. And I'm just looking at price wise. I mean, you're going down. That's a 22 is $900. You're like, really? I mean, really? You know, $1,000. Yeah, I don't know. I think you can honestly build for that kind of money. Let's look at some 5.56 pistols. Check out some pricing there. Yeah, there you go. $1,050. I mean, come on. You could build just as good of a 5.56 pistol for way less money. Nightwolf says that looks part AK, part AR. Yeah, it's the freakish love child of the two or something that mutant is. That's why they call it a mutant, I guess. I don't know. But yeah, just like with any AR just about nowadays, you know, the market is so flooded with stuff that, you know, build your own. You know, or buy a base model and then just, you know, upgrade a few parts from there. Because the vast majority of all the parts come from at most a half a dozen different places. Dale in the house out there. Hey, there's your next. Your next says apparently they'll just let anybody in here. Well, not necessarily. I've got a pretty good Blue Wrench crew out there. So let in, yes. Remain in, that's a whole different story. Dale out there says he wants a 44 mag revolver. It seems useful in some ways. It's also brutal. You know, the thing about the 44 mag is, you know, I shoot 44 special most of the time. Because there's just no point in shooting 44 mag through that thing all the time. And I mean, it saves, especially if you've got a Taurus, if you've got a cheaper brand in a 44 mag. And same goes for 357, right? Because I've got a lot of 38s and 357s, and I shoot 38s pretty much through all of them. And you're going to get more life out of them. You're not beating the frames around and beating the internals around near as much by shooting the lighter load stuff. So, yeah, just give you a lot more years of fun and enjoyment before you have to replace a part, right? RL says he's ordering his 458 upper this week. Should he use the Snowflake lower or Stag lower? Well, it just depends. I mean, if he says Stag lower that you have, I would just use the lower that you've got. That's an aesthetic thing. So there's really not going to be a whole lot of difference other than the way it looks. So do you want a unicorn? I think the Snowflake's got a unicorn, right? Your next says that the Anvil is their 458 SOCOM. Yeah. Quite a few people got on that 458 SOCOM deal. Once upon a time, Rock River was all you could do. You could buy them from Rock River, and then Wilson Combat came along, and then you were able to get parts. They licensed the parts, right? And then Rock River started doing it, and now everybody and their grandpa can get 458 stuff. I don't know if there was something with patents on that or exactly what happened, because you see a lot. Tipo Jetsu, guy who invented the 458 SOCOM, he held pretty strict control over all that for years. quite a few years, and now it's opened up pretty big. Trauma Shock says $1,749 freaking dollars. Yeah. Yep. Philo says I'm making 6.5 Grendel. He's looking at. I started to build a 6.5 Grendel once upon a time, and I went 6.8 SPC2 instead. Talking about PayPal credit. Be careful with credit, no matter what you're doing. Be very, very careful with credit. Let me scroll up here because Nate's asking, has anybody had any experience with quarter circle 10 stuff? I have not. Oh, RL's getting a Tromix. Okay, cool. Nothing wrong with that. RL also says the PSA makes a version of the lower, the snowflake version, I guess. Dale says building's more fun. Yes, it is. Yeah. 1% saying he built a 10.5-inch pistol for a third of what the CMMG charges for one. Yep. Yeah, unless you're getting off into a niche, unless you get off into something like maybe the Mutant or something like that, I just don't see, you know, it's one of the things where it's like buying technology. You're going to go in, you're going to buy, you know, if you buy a Mutant, you've got a Mutant, right? So, I don't know, you got to be real careful, though, running in there and what you buy. If you buy something in just 5.56 or, you know, take it home and then you spent whatever, $1,000 on a rifle that you're going to do good to get 500 out of it if you're lucky, especially with, because I mean, we're still in a slump. Things still aren't really selling, especially ARs, because the market's flooded. Mel says he needs a bigger bonus to buy Tromix. Look like he's going to go radical. I haven't seen any, I haven't had any issues with radical, not. That I've seen, not on alternative caliber stuff. Now, I believe it was Travis P11 that's had some issues with Radical. And he can correct me if I'm wrong or somebody else, but I think maybe that was with 7.6239 or was that with 5.56 he had? I don't recall. And RL says they take PayPal. You can do 6 months, same as cash. Be careful with firearms and PayPal because that's against their policy with firearm stuff. So watch that. Scott says the advantage of the Mutant is the bolt's based off of 308. Where pretty much everyone else is based off the 5.56. That's milled really thin, the head for 30 caliber. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. The doctor says he shoots 44 special in his 6.29 and it doesn't have any kick at all. Yeah. Very cool cartridge. You know, if you just want to go out and plink around and have fun. If you don't reload, then, of course, if you reload, you can actually load cowboy load or whatever, right, in 44 Magnum. You don't have to even load 44 Special. You can just load light 44 mags and not worry about it. And 44 Special, if you're having to buy it, it's a little bit tricky to find sometimes, and it's a little bit more expensive. So I completely get the people that don't reload or whatever, that's all they shoot. But I think that most people, if they shot something that was a little more enjoyable, was a little less demanding, then, I mean, they would probably shoot more often. They would have a lot more fun with it. Because to me, full power 44 mags. I've got a 6-inch Red Hawk, and I've got a 4-inch Taurus, and I've got a, I don't even know what barrel length that is. I've shot it very little. I think it's a, it's an older Charter Arms, I think. I don't want to say it's a 2-inch, maybe. I don't shoot it much. All of them with 44 mag, they're unpleasant. So with 44 mags, I'm not going to shoot. I'll shoot a cylinder through them, and I'm done. And if I'm shooting light loads or 44 special, then, I mean, I'll go through a box. You know, we'll have fun. We'll ring some steel with it. Well, it says he's wanting a, also wanting a 629 Inox. Hey, Sarge. Sarge in the house. What is up? Yeah, Mel says for Travis, that was a 5.56 pistol lower that had issues. So, 5.56 and pistol is a tricky animal anyway. So, I think with that, I think you gotta be careful. I don't know that would point the finger too much at Radical. Of course, they should be doing the R&D and the research and get stuff right, but that's a tricky animal sometimes. Oh, I got all screwed up in the chat, guys. So, my bad. RL says, took him a couple months to find the color field. You have to be patient. Why didn't you color field your own, RL? That's my question. I've got a video for that. That's one of the very first videos I think I had on this channel. And it still does really well, was color field. There's a lot of different ways to do that. You can do it with fingernail polish. You can do it with, I use model car paint. And then you can use it with in toothpicks. Work real well. And then some people do it with crayon, melted crayon, even. A lot of different ways to do it. Scott says he likes shooting 357 through a security six. He can't stand shooting 38 through it. Well, I say go for it. Shoot whatever you enjoy shooting, because that's not the case for me. If I had to shoot it, I would shoot it. But outside of that, it's just to sit out there and shoot through a box of 50 or even a couple boxes of, you know, 44 mag or 356, any magnum, except for 41. 41 is one of those that 41 is a pretty sweet shooting magnum cartridge. Nate's asking a YouTube question. He says, anybody else having trouble getting the description recommended videos and comments to load underneath the YouTube videos on mobile? Keeps having to refresh, says check connection, but he's on Wi-Fi. Very well could be an app issue or something. I haven't had that issue. I've had my share of glitchy YouTube issues over the last few days especially, but that's not one of them. Sarge has got a PSA for us. He said, in case anyone wants to know, you can't change the transmission filter on an 03 Acura MDX. That doesn't surprise me one bit. Mel says he's got to save up for the reload supplies for the SOCOM. Yeah, if you're doing 458 SOCOM, you don't really got a choice. You're not going to be able to go subsonic to speak of unless you go with Black Butterfly, maybe. Well, there's a couple of other companies out there. And then ammunition, God, it's crazy. I mean, it's a couple of bucks around, probably minimum. And even the brass is not too terribly cheap. And to my knowledge, Starline is still the only place you can get new brass. But I've got Starline Brass for $458. That in fact, it was the very first batch they ran back in the day of that stuff, and I'm still loading on it. Most of what I load is for $458 is subsonic, so it's not so bad. And you don't get real crazy velocities and all out of that 458 SOCOM anyway. I mean, even supersonic, you're running, what, 1,800 feet a second or something? So. Dell says he's looking to get getting 6-inch and 10-inch AR500 gongs for his 223 and 308. Interesting you should mention that. I've got it's weird. I walked by, it was their A1. What's the name of that place? Crap. Actually Grimm, I think, posted an Instagram thing with it. It was A1. I don't even remember. A1 Custom Signs and Steel Targets or something like that. They're out of Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. They were at Wanamaker. And I seen the kits they had where you use EMT electrical conduit to hang your targets on. And thought about buying them there, whatever, got home. And anyway, ended up ordering a set of that. It come with two of the brackets and then four of the hangers. And got it together. It works flawlessly, I'm telling you. If you're looking for and it was like 30 something bucks for that. If you're looking for a way to hang your targets, put a stand up, and then be able to break it down really easily, that's the way to go, no doubt. And I put the had them forever now, the AR500 little mini silhouettes from Bullseye Metals. And we shot those up yesterday. Just shot them up with 22 and 380 for now, but they did great. Everything held up well and did great. But I was looking from the A1 place out of Broken Arrow. Well, I was actually looking at their targets, and they're pretty reasonable. So I think I'm going to get a couple of those and try. So I don't remember the prices on the 6 and the 10, but I mean, they're pretty reasonable. I think you can get a 6 for well under 20 bucks shipped, and a 10 for, I want to say, somewhere around 22 bucks or so shipped. And that crap's heavy. So getting it shipped for that price makes a big difference. Clint's asking, has anyone ever shot the Lapua? I've shot the Lapua, the 338. It's a pretty cool round, long range hunting and stuff, especially for, you know, medium, large game, long range. It's a pretty good round. If you just want sheer, get out there and touch somebody power, the 50. That's where it's at. Golly, or the four, you know, you got the 416 Barrett. When you start talking the larger long range stuff, you got so many. The 416 Barrett comes to mind. And then I've got a buddy that's got a buddy that's got a 408 Chi-Tac. And it's bad to the bone. Extremely bad to the bone. Scott saying he's heard way too many complaints from Radical. I haven't heard that many complaints on Radical, but somebody said something about lowers, that Travis P11 had an issue with just lower or something. And I think most of the Radical stuff that I've experienced have all been in the upper. So I've never had anything with a lower, so... Mel says his AR pistol's over gas, but it runs well. Yeah, and that tends to be what happens. You can go with an adjustable gas block to try to help with that, or you can go with a pigtail or a curlicue. gas tube help with that dwell time a little bit. Rainstorm in the house, looks like. And there's Mr. Negan jumping in. And Mr. 12 looks like made it in, and I'm behind in the chat big time. Negan's asking, how's my day going? Day's doing well, because I'm getting to hang out with everybody here, which is awesome. Sarge's talking about his transmission, I guess. Is it his transmission he's talking about? Talking about something took him 2 hours to figure it out. I'm guessing he's talking about his transmission problems. That's bad when you spend 2 hours figuring out that you can't do something. That is horrible. Dale says he saw the video, looked them up. They didn't have the thicker rifle plates. They have half inch, if that's what you were wanting. Because I just looked at them last night, Dale. So, of course, I was looking at them on eBay. Hang on just a second. Give me a minute. I'm going to get so behind. Let me catch up to the chat, and then I'll do it. Black Hat's asking powders for 458. 4198 and RL7 typically. Yeah, there's Grim. He's the one that got it. He said those steel brackets were nice and easy to put up, take down. Yeah, they're awesome, dude. I should have got them right there in Oklahoma when we were at Wanamaker, and I didn't. But it wasn't much more expensive to buy them and have them to ship them down here. So, Nate's asking if I ever messed with the RIP ammo. I have not messed with the RIP ammo. However, I have dealt with the company that makes the projectiles for the RIP ammo. Fact. Nope. It's not in there. I thought there was some in that box, but they're not. I have done some R&D with the for the company that makes the projectiles for RIP ammo. He's talking about doing some pumpkin carving. If you want to do pumpkin carving, doing it with a 22 is really cool. Let's do it with round nose 22. Clint's asking about a setup to start reloading. Yes, sir. Give me just a second. I can grab you a link. I can hook you up with that. This will get you started anyway, and then anything outside of this, just shoot me an email or whatever, an email or a tweet or a message or a whatever, and we can kind of go from there. Let's see, where is, I've got a blog post here, by the way, in case you don't know, over on clovertech.com, the CloverTech Thoughts up there is blog posts, because occasionally I'll just, there's be something in my brain I've got to get out, and I don't have time to make a video or whatever, right? So I'll get on there and make a little blog post that way. I don't forget, and it's out in the world. So for Clint, I'm going to drop this link. But if you go over there to clovertech.com, assuming that link doesn't work, you can try copy, paste it, put the hashtag behind it. And I'll go ahead and throw that on the Gun Channel side too, just in case somebody over there might want it. And, just go under CloverTech Thoughts, and then you'll have to scroll through a few pages because it's, that's one of the first blog posts I made over there, but it'll work. And what was I going to do? I was going to look at something for, who was it that was that Kenneth or somebody? That was, oh, it was Dale that was asking about the, steel targets. So I'm going to go look those up in just a second. Yeah, talking about that Chi-Tech. I wouldn't mind trying out a Chi-Tech. The Night Wolf says, Flint, yeah, it's sweet. Oh, yeah, it's awesome. It's I've actually got to shoot it a few times. But I forgot what this guy gave, like $15,000 or something for that rifle. Unbelievable. Mel says he's thinking about upgrading his reload setup with the Lyman Electric Prep Station. Absolutely, 100%, do it. Do it. Don't think about it. I promise you, don't think about it. Just do it. That Lyman Prep Station's awesome. And if you can buy it through one of my affiliate links, all the better, Mel. Just saying. Just saying, man. So let me jump over here and see right quick, because I know we're at the top of the hour. So let me jump over here for Dale and see if I can figure out. I probably can't. Bad nabbit. Hang on. I bet I can do it this way. Oh, man. There we go. So here we go, and this is them. Nope, that's not it. Dad Nabbit, where are you? Give me just a second, Dale. I'm and I'll find this for you. Ah, here they are. So let me screen share, Dale, and show you this. Because this is them. Bam, here we go. So this is them. This is, see, there's a 4-inch. 4-inch, half-inch AR-500. And they got quarter-inch, 3/8, half-inch. Quality Moto Parts, Dale, is their eBay name. And like I said, all their stuff's free shipping. So, and this is the company that was at Wanamaker, because that's Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. I've already researched it because I was wondering if that was them. And I have verified that is them. So, it's good stuff. But yeah, they have half inch, so check that out. Who was that? Nate was asking, I think, about the XD, XDS. I do not like the XDS. I do not even like the new XDs. And I'll tell you why. They changed the grip. I've got one of the XDs when they first came out. I've got an XD9, and I love it. It's probably the most inherently accurate semi-automatic pistol that I've got. Love it. But they changed the grip up on the newer models, and I just the grip zone or whatever, and I hate that. I just do not like it. Do not like it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Maverick out there is saying the same thing, plus the whole grip zone thing. So beat me to it, but yeah. Do not like the old grip zone junk. And I don't like the small, the XDS, the being smaller. Don't like it. So, personal preference, maybe. Rainstorm. Bunch of Springfield talk out there. Mel says Amazon runs those for about $99 every now and then. Yeah, you can catch them on sale. Yeah. Absolutely can catch them on sale. So, yeah, that's it. We're past the top of the hour. So, man, this flew by. Unfortunately, I've got to go eat a burger. So, I think I've seen the NEA pop up. So jump over there. I'm sure he's on the Mr. Matt channel. And, yeah, we'll see you guys Wednesday. Let me stop the screen share. There we go. And, yeah, thanks for hanging out. Appreciate it. We will see you Wednesday for the next gen. Bye.